Hi, I'm Sigrid, and you're listening to URN.
I'm Katie, and I'm here with URN, and I'm currently on the phone to Sigrid. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
So, Don't Kill My Vibe was your debut single, such an amazing song. It went straight on our playlist at URN, and I love how you said it can be interpreted in so many different ways. I especially loved how you said it could be even aimed at your cat, telling her she's not the master of the universe.
Yes.
And the song itself doesn't necessarily strike you as angry when you listen to it because of the melody, but for those who really take a second to step back and listen to the lyrics, you realise that they're really quite powerful and passion-driven. What's the story behind the song?
Don't Kill My Vibe is inspired by a previous writing session I was in that was really difficult. And I guess I was really pissed off at myself not speaking up during that session. It took some time before I talked or wrote about it, because I was in a session later with Martin Shirley, who's an absolutely lovely guy. We've been working a lot together. Actually, just like a week ago in a session with him, he asked me, so what have you been thinking about? And I was like, oh, I went through this really difficult session and started talking about it. And then we just started hammering it out on the Mac keyboard. And that's how Don't Kill My Vibe was created.
That's such an interesting story.
Yeah.
We're actually doing, we're in the process of doing a special called Women in Music at the moment at URN. And that story is actually really extremely relevant to the kind of stories that we're trying to collate.
Oh, cool.
The fact that they made you feel like, you know, you were in the way. Do you think that there is a real problem still with male attitudes towards women from an artist's perspective?
Yeah. There is there's a long way to go to get full equality, not only in the music industry business, but also in different industries or like in general in the world. That is definitely a problem.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything that could be done to make sure, you know, other female artists don't experience the same sort of thing? Do you have any ideas in that sense?
Just being polite to people. Don't discriminate, because there's no reason to. Girls have exactly the same opportunities to achieve stuff as guys. There's no difference. We're born equals. Everyone is equal. Like, no matter, like this, now I'm getting into this inspirational quote land, but it is true though, even though how cheesy it sounds, but everyone is born with equal, with equality. We're all the same, no matter what race or which gender, or if you like boys or girls. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is. You can't change the fact. It's facts.
Yeah.
So I think, like, if people just stick to the facts, yeah, focus on the music. And to be honest, that session is probably the only difficult session I've had, and I've experienced a lot of great sessions, and people are usually really nice.
That's really great to hear.
Yeah, it's great. But I guess maybe I've been lucky, I don't know, because you hear a lot of weird stories. Girls going into sessions or not being treated respectfully.
Yeah. Thank you for answering so honestly there. I'll be a bit more lighter tone with the questions from now on.
No, I love it. No, thank you for asking those questions.
No, it's okay.
It's important.
Yeah,
it's
no, they are.
It's an important matter, and I think it's important to speak up.
Mm-hmm,
we're
definitely
so lucky to be giving the free speech. So use your voice.
Mm-hmm. As an artist, you're in a really unique position to really, you know, capitalize on that and, you know, use your voice in that way.
That's definitely important to talk about it if you have the opportunity.
Yeah.
And, like, we won't get anywhere if no one talks about it. If it's just, like, shove it. How do you say that in English? Like, shoved under the carpet. Is that an expression?
Yeah, push under the carpet.
Push under the carpet. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
If we just push it under the carpet, no one really talks about it, then we're not going to get change. It doesn't happen out of the blue. It's not going to happen if we still continue in the same pattern. That's how it is with everything.
Moving on from that.
Yeah,
sorry. That's okay. No, don't worry. What's it like coming from a tiny town in Norway to London and working in the music industry here? Are there any massive big differences?
It's definitely weird speaking in English all the time. Mm-hmm. I like it though. But I'm very lucky to have been growing up in Ålesund, which is my favorite place on earth, and I miss it all the time, but it's amazing to get the opportunity to travel that much. And it's funny because actually I moved to Bergen in another city in Norway 2 years ago. But this fall of 2016, I was more in London than I was back home in Bergen.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool and interesting. So yeah, I'm lucky. It's different though. England is much bigger than Norway, so it's definitely a huge difference there.
Mm-hmm. And when can we expect to hear the next single?
Oh, I can't give a date. I'm sorry. Okay. I really want to give a date, but there will be new music. There is an EP coming in April, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, great. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. That's really exciting. It's not that long, too.
Good. And you're playing the Great Escape Festival in Brighton this May, which is for up-and-coming artists. Is this your first festival?
Not my first festival, but it'll be the first festival in UK.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and we played for our London gig yesterday. It was a secret gig. We're doing proper, like, official gig at Hoxton Square, 17th of May, but it's actually sold out already, and my band is coming. So that'd be really cool.
Oh, that's so exciting. Where do you want to go and play the most in the world? What country are you really excited to get to?
Ooh, Scotland.
Oh, really?
I really want to go to Scotland. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of British, like, countryside. That's my thing. So I'd love to go to Scotland. Iceland would be really cool. Japan. Japan would be cool. Something really exotic. China.
Oh.
Or India or something like that.
India would be interesting. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I don't know. Is that a dream?
Yeah, dream big. And I was going to ask you, finally, who your musical influences are. I've read that you're kind of going for a middle ground between Danish singer Mo and our very own Adele, and I completely agree. But are there any other influences that you have that we might not know about?
Yeah, thing is, I don't know if my influences are correct to what I actually make. I guess my music is a bit like more in some ways, like some similarities there. I love her tunes. I listened a lot to Johnny Mitchell and Neil Young growing up because of my parents.
Yeah.
And I still love them. So they're really important to me. Adele is really important to me. Coldplay, Ellie Goulding, Licky Lee, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely hear all those kind of vibes from those artists in your music. It's great.
Pop choruses, that's my favorite thing.
Was it your parents that got you into music, or?
No, they never forced me. They were more like keeping everything open for us and letting us, me and my two siblings, my sister Johanna and my brother Telef, they let us try everything we wanted to try. So I've done a lot of different stuff. I tried football, handball, piano. Oh yeah, so I started piano doing when I was 7. I danced for 10 years, hip-hop, classic ballet, the classical ballet, modern and jazz. And I started doing singing, and I was into, like, I think I went to, like, one drill. I don't know what that is in English, though. Not drill, but it's like, you know, the girls that dances to, like, like marching band music.
Oh, yeah. No, like, yeah, kind of like army dancing. Yeah.
I went to one practice, and I didn't like it. Oh. But that was really fun. Like, I went to a lot of different things. That was really cool. But I ended on music, and I figured that was the one thing I loved. And my parents have been super supportive. They're the best. And they know every lyric.
Oh, bless them.
Yeah, they're super sweet. I'm going back home now on Thursday. That'll be really good. Looking forward to see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very close to my family, and they're very supportive. But they never pushed me into music.
Yeah.
They just hinted that, like, maybe you should do this, because I wanted to study law in high school.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really think about becoming a musician. Maybe I thought about, like, deep down, but didn't want to admit it, but they were like, you should do music or you're gonna regret. And I was like, yeah, let's try.
It's so good that you got to try all these different things, but you know, landed on something that you're really, really passionate about.
Yeah, I'm really lucky to be able to do this now, and I hope, like, I kind of feel like I'm still trying, you know, like, I've only released one single, and my team is absolutely amazing. I love them, and I'm very close to them, so I hope we'll be able to do this for a long time. I'm having a lot of fun.
I'm sure you will continue and have a great, successful career. We're really excited to see where your music goes and how you progress.
Thank you.
No problem. So well, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to me.
Of course. Thank you for taking your time. Me down, you like the control. You speak to me like I'm a child. Try to hold it down, I know the answer. I can shake it off and you feel threatened by me. I try to play it nice, but oh. This is URN. Kill my-